Peel down this pain. Where they all stay, and then that family members that they've been staying there probably in the springtime, so there's no ice. So.
Mm-hmm.
And after they left, and this lady was taking that thing out, everybody was gone. So she take it out, and then she blow at it, and then she start the fire again.
Oh!
That's the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And she went down to that slough there. And I guess we must have seen some fish there still had. So she put the fish back.
Mm-hmm.
And she burned that and put it on a stick, and she poked it down by the river. And she got something sharp to get the fish through.
Oh.
That's what they call mohawks, I guess. And that's how this lady will live. I guess Scott was looking after her and she didn't want to die yet.
Yeah.
And she kept doing that, and then how she lived, you know, and took that into herself and those little puppies that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And before she left, she said, I wish you guys were or a pit, or a pit, and talk to me, so the puppies were just she heard while she was fishing down there, down the slough, she heard some kids were playing,
Mm-hmm.
So she come up there, and there was nobody there, just the puppies were still laying there. So she wanted to know, she kept hearing that, and when she was fishing, she put that and down, and then she walks up in the dark. And then she seen some boys were dancing around the fire inside of the house, she had seen. And then there was a little girl with them, one little girl that was eating. She just put her blanket on while I was there. She didn't take it all off. And the boys, and then this lady was seeing where she had the boys had their blanket.
Hmm.
And so she went down again, and then she kept on fishing, and then come up again. Those little puppies are so wasn't them.
The puppies.
And she done that again next night, and come up, and then she knows where those boys put their blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So she just run in, and then they asked Oomch to look out to see if their mother was coming. And said, oh, the light is still down there. She said, they're still dancing around the fire, you know, playing without their clothes. She just grabbed the kids' blanket, throw it in the fire. And then their little boys.
Oh.
And she didn't, when the open step just pulled her blanket up, and she don't take it off anymore.
She was half dog?
Yeah. She pulled up, and then she was a dog. And when she heard the I guess she went down and finished doing the work, put their blankets or fixes so they have their clothes and make their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard the little dog was barking outside, and the little boys would come in. What did the rooms are barking at? It looks like they have big eyes and ears. You know, maybe that's a rabbit, she said, and you can shoot them. And even a squirrel, anything that comes along in the animal.
Uh-huh.
And they shoot that and make a little bow and arrow.
Mm.
And they shoot that and they got lots of food, meat and stuff. So they asked their mother first before they shoot that.
You
need
some more coffee there, boy.
And,
Don't spill that.
And there's, so, have their food to dry them up, because there's so many to eat.
Mm.
And they dried all the rabbit meat and the deer meat to get the boys to kill them. Deer and anything that can, you know, that can
yeah.
Their mother will fix the skin of their blanket. They have lots of fish and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they use that for a fishing place, I guess, on the other side of the street. And it's what they call monks. This lady was monks at the time, they're fishing.
Oh.
That's why they call them chicken monks.
Hmm.
Except how the mother was. Explain to me what why they call that.
Yeah.
And these guys, I guess, find the chief will remember her daughter to see where her daughter's dead body was. Sent his the one that working for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy come across with a canoe and seen the fire and smokes were down there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of smokes and came out. I guess there must have been they ran out of food down there. And so they find that lady got lots of food. All kinds of them. And they keep asking their mother what it is, the one that the rooms were barking at. And it's one of the guys that's working for his, me and her father. And she told them to not worry about the river or something.
Mm.
And to fill up their houses with the food, you know, the dry meat, everything was fine.
Mm.
These boys are getting bigger. They're growing fast. Big.
Mm.
There's only one little puppy they have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just their grows, everything.
Mm.
And they're super. So everybody were moved back there after Sky knows that she was sitting and get mad at the people, the one that had left her behind. And she let them move back. And they just find all the food that they had in their houses. I would have been madness.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so and those boys are really good hunters. And they're the one that feeding all the people that the same and the Rhoda.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mother used to tell me about the story about that good Max.
Do you remember any other stories?
Mm-hmm. Can't
I like listening to them.
Yeah?
I like listening to them.
I can't remember the other stories that she used to tell me. And part of the we get story, maybe Edith will know.
I wonder if that bridge seems how you get there would be at the bunch of sticks across.
Oh yeah.
The bucks they call them Indian boys men, don't they?
You made it out of yourself.
Women across first. Then after they chased the women across and it didn't break down, then they put the ponies across. It didn't matter about the women.
Chase all the women across.
First, yeah. See what'll stay up.
That was Howgate Bridge?
No, the old bridge that they were.
Oh, the old one, yeah.
Yeah, it was one with all sticks and stuff. The picture was down in the bar here.
Oh, I gotta take a look around. I want to see.
Right up against the wall on this side.
I don't really go in there.
You might be stuck there, eh?
Mm-hmm. Don't really party.
Right?
I don't really party.
You don't really party?
I don't care.
All right. 17 years since I had a big year to the Bureau of Rescue Aid.
Yeah?
I had none for 17 years.
Yes.
Good day.
So you haven't thought of another story?
No. Can't remember it now.
I don't think she's anything for that long, too.
Regret, do you remember anything about regret?
I can't remember how it started. This woman's going to have a baby. That's how his mother usually tell me, but woman was doing. And she left her husband and then she went out to go away and she turned to and one guy was picking her up. And then came back with her and they said to him, was from down north, that's what they used to call the people. That's what they were saying, that's what the people was. Where she was from. Anyway, they know it was her. And they didn't really know at first. But after a while, they knew. And the guy who killed that woman, she was in the baby was born after she was in the ground. Dig the hole where the baby was digging the hole out to. And then she used to come out to her and dig for her yard.
Sure bullshit.
No, this has a story. Is this a story? No.
Do you guys have any pictures, old pictures?
Old pictures?
Mm-hmm. Pictures of anybody from a long time ago?
I usually have pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mother's picture. But it's lost when the house is burnt up there.
Mm-hmm.
And pictures, maybe some of them we found. I'm not sure. Now look around to see if I can find something of the word.
Yes.
Or the pictures are. And you have a
book. Okay, did you want to start about the telegraph line?
Well, the only reason I come up here, that's how I got up here, is to see on telegraphs.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I first started working, first for the Saskatchewan telephones, I couldn't get along with the foreman. So then I went back to Prince Albert to take a job at Melford, Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to the man, and he said, "We need some climbers in D.C., he said. And did you climb? I said, "Yeah." And I hadn't climbed very much, only a little bit. So then I landed in Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
See on telegraphs, they paid my way up there, and it was in 39 in November, 39, but I say I came up in 1940 because that's when I came up to stay here, and I filled the line all the way from Anderton down to Port Edward in the Prince Rupert. I wired a lot of them stations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, young stations. So that's how I happened to come up here. And I started the summer after that. Like I said before, like old Gus Christensen, you know, I owed him money every time I turned around. He'd always give me some. And so when I got a check, well, he got it all of the buildings, all about. Back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it is. Ingmar and Gust and Carl, they had this lots of logs piled there, you know. So Gussie loaned me the money to buy a sawmill with. I've never saw a log stick of lumber in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take me long, and I was sawing more lumber than any of these old sawers around here. Take long.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is use your head. Same as climbing poles. I've only climbed a few poles before that, and then said, "Are you a climber?" I said, "Sure." I said, "I'm a climber." So I climbed up the pole, and I went up, and I got to come down too. No trouble at all, but it didn't take me long. I was climbing 80, 90 foot poles. No trouble at all. Height did never bother me, you know. Never ever bothered me.
Yes.
So that's what I was doing. You know, it's sort of surprising, you know, how a person wants to make up his mind to what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot. Then in 1940, I believe it was 40 or 42 or 43 when I met her. I believe it was probably 45. We went back to Alberta. Then Herbie, 46, 47, 47. Gary in 49. Then there was a spread of 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Marked in 40 and 55. He's a New Year's baby, you know.
Norwood?
Yeah.
Oh.
And 1 minute after 12 for New Year's Eve. And Laura was born in later part of 46. November, December, I forget. Leonardo was born 92 years after. That's the youngest.
Mm-hmm, I know, right?
That's the youngest. Quite a few grandchildren, though.
That's really interesting.
Well, that's part of the lifetime of my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gone almost coast to coast. It's really nil. Never was stuck for a job or anything, never in my life.
No.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
I never ever was stuck for a job. Because in the hungry 30s, you know, nobody could find a job, but I found one. I went up to Mars in Saskatchewan. I was feeding a bunch of cattle there for the guy. And I got $300 a year. Much better than nothing, you know. I bought an old car. I had a good time. Of course, Dad was only 50 cents a Dad's, you know, like, for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have lots of chances for 50 cents. I bought an old car and I was driving around in an old car, too. That's one thing, I always had a car all my life. All my life. I started to drive when I was 12 years old.
Oh,
smokes. Well, I could drive better than my dad could because he was too old to learn and I was young and smart, you know. So I was glad my father was old and drove a car ever since.
Jeez.
My birthday tomorrow, too.
87.
What do you mean, 87? Yeah, 87.
You were born 1907? Mm-hmm.
80 years old.
Well, 80, yeah. I was thinking of the year 87.
Yeah, 80 years old tomorrow.
You don't remember anything about World War I or II? No?
No, I wasn't. They wouldn't take me off of this job. Because it was war work, you see. And so I had the army call, but they never made me come to get it.
Uh-huh.
You see. Whoever saw that, the foreman would let me go. Because that was very important to put that line through. You see. That's why they wouldn't take me off of that.
Hmm.
That's the only reason I couldn't go to the army.
Yeah.
It's right, sir.